Mark, the derby didn't go the way we expected. A little bit, I suppose, like the Ledger last year, there was a turnaround, but this time it was Aidan O'Brien who came out on top. What did you make of the race?
It was an interesting race. I mean, there was always a question, wasn't there, whether Dawn Approach would go above the mile, and unfortunately it didn't quite work out. But, you know, a good race. Great to see Aidan win again, and it was a shame that the Yorkshire horse couldn't do it for us. But, you know, he finished really strongly, and both the winner and the runner-up are talking about coming to the Ladbrokes and Ledger. So he's already shaping up for a great race.
Mark, we know Aidan O'Brien loves the Ledger, obviously, after trying to do the Triple Crown last year. But like you say, the Yorkshire horse Libertarian's the interesting one. Carl and Elaine Burke are already talking about how great it would be to have a Yorkshire horse winning the Yorkshire Classic. That must be music to your ears.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, it's already a very busy meeting for us. But, you know, if we can get a Yorkshire horse that's got a real strong chance, and I do think it has, then, you know, you'd imagine that we'll get a good crowd and a lot of people coming to shout on Yorkshire.
It's interesting, obviously, I know obviously Carl and Elaine worked together, but people were talking about if the horse had won, it would have been the first female-trained winner of the Derby, and it would be the same with the Ledger, so there's maybe a bit of horse racing history up for grabs here.
Absolutely, I mean, it'd be great for them, wouldn't it, to come on the 14th of September and go home with what is a prized total pot of about £600,000 and a fantastic trophy to keep for the year as well. It'd be superb. And amazing for them and also for Yorkshire.
Short prices already then for Libertarian and Ruler of the World. And you would imagine as well that Aidan O'Brien, that, as he normally does, even if Ruler of the World is coming, would bring a very strong string. So you would expect that there might be a ride for Joseph Ryan Moore as well. I mean, at this stage, Mark, the possibilities seem endless.
They do, and I think the Oaks winner was quoted at 8-1 for the Ledger as well. The trainer was talking about, Ralph Beckett was talking about how he felt that, you know, the Ledger would be a suitable race for Richard Hughes' ride. So very, very interesting and kind of shaping up really well at this early stage. And, you know, we don't even go to first head of entries yet for about another 4 weeks, 5 weeks. So be really interested to see what's in the mix.
Talent, of course, was the Richard Hughes winner of the Oaks at around 20-1, going to be much shorter for the Ledger. I suppose between now and then, Mark, with all this going on, there's going to be so much talk about the race, and like you say, it is still quite a way off.
Absolutely, and I mean, last year was phenomenal. Camelot obviously had got the first two parts of the Triple Crown. Unfortunately, didn't quite do it on the day, but, you know, we saw a real big uptake with the chance of Camelot going on to do that. Unfortunately, we're not going to see a Triple Crown winner this year, but, you know, I suppose the next best thing would be to get a Yorkshire horse win the Ladbrokes and Ledger, and, you know, like you say, first for a female trainer. It'd be stunning.
All roads lead to the Ledger from now on, but between then and now and then, Mark, you're really busy. You've got the family day coming up, running Keating at the end of June, scouting for girls in August, some top-quality racing. So much to look forward to over the summer.
Yeah, we're really in the mad season, aren't we? I think off the top of my head, we've got something like 8 more meetings and then it'll be the Ladbrokes and Ledger 4-day festival. So it'll be here before we know it.
Meetings to look forward to then. Family Day coming up with Peppa Pig on Sunday the 16th of June. Running Keating Saturday the 29th of June. Scouting for girls after racing on Saturday 3rd of August. Then the big one, the Ladbrokes at Ledger Festival from the 11th to the 14th of September. And the race could make history. All the details, doncaster-racecourse.co.uk, or you can follow the course on Twitter at Doncaster Races. Mark, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.